This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, we had Scotty McCreery, who has just been really cool to like see Scotty almost kind of grow up before us. I mean, he's only a couple of years younger than me, but we've watched him, you know, since he was like 15 on American Idol. And now him and his wife, Gabi, are expecting their first baby, a little boy, this November, which we talked all about, plus Scotty's latest number one hit, Damn Straight, and new music that he's got coming. So please enjoy my conversation with Scotty McCreery.
Hey.
Scotty McCreery, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Katie. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Congratulations, sir. You got a lot of good stuff happening. But first of all, baby on the way. That's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's exciting times in the McCreery household, getting everything ready.
I'm sure. Are you like putting together new stuff every night right now, or are you at that stage yet?
We are. I was just dragging our crib inside the house about 2 minutes ago, so we're getting stuff sent in every day, and the room right next door to here is going to be the nursery. So we're tearing that all apart to build it back up. And it's exciting. It's a lot going on right now. A lot of craziness here, there, and everywhere, but it's exciting.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. Now, I would not dare ask what the name is, but have you guys decided on a name yet?
So, you know, we had decided on a girl name, and I know I was convinced it was going to be a girl. I'm not sure what Gabi was thinking, but the boy kind of caught us by surprise. So we've got like one, but we haven't like sat down and really had a big long conversation or looked at lists or anything. It's just something that came out. So who knows?
Were there any names so far that you suggested that Gabi was like, absolutely not? I feel like guys sure always have something crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure there were. I mean, I'm always in my mind, what I'm thinking of is like, what's going to sound good when you know, he's up to bat and they're announcing him at his baseball game, you know, if he wants to play baseball. You know, that's what I'm trying to picture here. So
can I just tell you that when Chris Lane and Lauren Lane announced that they were having their first, I asked him about like names and stuff, and his analogy was, well, all I can think about is what their name is going to be when they get up to bat. So
yeah,
so it's funny. Every guy's like, how's it gonna, what's their walk-up music gonna be?
100%. Yeah, it's a real thing. So I think Gabi might be tired of me thinking about that, but we'll see. We'll get there, I'm sure.
That's so funny. But I feel like something that will probably help you is having a crazy schedule as an artist come November. Like, you're pretty used to having a wild sleep schedule, so maybe that'll be an advantage.
Yeah, I'm used to late nights, maybe not so much early morning. That's something I'm not used to. So but I will adjust, and it'll be the most amazing thing ever, I'm sure. But late nights I'm good with.
So. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. And congratulations. Also, another song headed to the top of the charts. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, fingers crossed. No, we're excited. This is, Damn Straight's just been such a feeling, fun song to have out there. And to kind of have a tribute song to your hero is amazing in itself. And then to see other people relate to it and connect. And it's been such a cool one to see it react. And if you love country music, you love George Strait. So I think everybody's kind of been, you know, along for the ride with this one. So it's been cool.
That's awesome. I saw that you got like a fun retweet from George about the song. Have you had any other like interaction? Have you gotten to talk to him about it at all yet?
Yeah, you know, we sent him the music video before he tweeted or anything. I was just like, hey, George, just want you to see this. Like, your face is all over it. We went back to Green Hall where kind of he cut his teeth and got started with Ace in the Hole. And he wrote back right away and was just like, oh, man, you know, thanks so much. Yeah, I love what you did. Love how you did it. Thanks for the tribute. So it's kind of been that, and then the tweet was unexpected, but that's cool. I mean, I can just picture George kind of on his ranch in Texas riding the horse and just tweeting away, you know. So
I'm sure that's exactly how it happened.
I don't want to hear any different. That's the picture I have in my head, and I'm sticking to it.
That's amazing. But five consecutive number ones, that's got to feel really good, right?
Yeah. You know, I think we put a lot of hard work and energy into this album, into all these songs, and over the last, you know, 11 years since we got started. And it didn't, the idol thing kind of happened overnight, but relating and connecting on country radio with fans and stuff, that took some effort. So it's exciting to see just the energy behind the songs and how the fans and how radio has responded. So definitely an exciting time for sure.
That's so awesome. I also have been like kind of giggling anytime I see a small child singing along to this song, like, damn straight. I feel like that's got to be entertaining for you on stage too, watching that.
I love it. I think it's hilarious, but I've definitely gotten a few messages from upset parents. I can't believe my child's in the back seat, you know, just yelling out damn straight and stuff. More so just kind of funny and stuff, but yeah. It is. There've been some funny videos of little, you know, toddlers singing along to this. So
that's so
sorry
funny.
To the parents.
Yeah, I know. There's worse things they could be singing about. So it's good.
And then absolutely.
This year you've had a couple of shows where you have gotten to open up for Brooks and Dunn. What's it been like getting to spend time with Kix and Ronnie?
Oh man, those shows were bucket list shows for me. I mean, it's we've gotten the chance to open for a lot of my heroes and a lot of folks that I'm like freaking out, but they're towards the top of the list for me. So, I mean, number one, they were just the coolest guys. We were, you know, backstage before they went on, getting to catch up a little bit and took a little shot, and just, it was their last show of the tour. The last one we just did a week ago or so. And so everybody was hyped and energized, but they just put on such a great show and they sound as good as ever. And it's hit after hit after hit. And I'm just a country fan, just losing it at front of house watching. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. It's got to be cool to tour with like a group or a duo or just anybody in general that like probably, I imagine that tour runs like a well-oiled machine. Like there's no surprises, that everybody knows what they're doing and everything runs perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Everybody's been there, it seems like forever. And they're all kind of, they've got their inside jokes and everything, but it's fun. And you just wake up and everybody's enjoying the day. And like you said, the road's an imperfect place, so there's always something. But for a group that's been doing it as long as they do, they got it about as close to perfect as you can get.
That's awesome. And then your latest album, Same Truck, came out last fall already, which seems crazy. I feel like that was just about yesterday. But what songs has it been cool for you as you've been out on the road a whole bunch this last year to see people really gravitating towards from the album?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times when you're picking songs to go to radio and stuff, you're getting the chance when you put a new record out to see what they respond to. So the coolest one for me is our next single, It Matters to Her, which if you listen to it, speaking of Brooks and Dunn, it definitely has that inspiration to it. And how could you not when I grew up listening to all their albums? But this was one where you start playing it and it's like you'd see the crowd start trying to sing along like they already knew it. But then they realize, like, oh, I don't know this song yet, you know, so it was kind of cool to see him dancing and trying to sing even before they really even knew it. So
that's awesome. I was going to say, that's one of my favorites from the album. I was hoping that was going to be in line for next single.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's one of those that's in my first few years of being a husband, that's what I've learned. It's not the big, you know, awesome things you do. It's the little things that add up. And I still could work on that in the department for sure. But
I think every man would agree. Like I was like, I always laugh when I listen to it, just thinking about like all the things you think she doesn't notice. Oh, she definitely notices.
100%. It's all the little things. So I'll try to remember my own song when I'm walking around the house doing things.
That's awesome. And then I know it's a little bit early, but you know, thinking about the next project, are you at a point yet where you're starting to write new music, or are you really like just kind of like you taking the time right here with this album still?
Yeah, we're just about to get into it. If I had to guess, I mean, we haven't had the conversation, but I would guess It Matters to Her will be the last single off of this record. And then we're going to be wanting to, you know, ramp up into the next one. So it's about time to start writing. Luckily for me, I think I'm going to have a lot more material to write about here in the next few months. So I'll be excited to pick up a guitar and write those songs, because written a lot of love songs. I've written a lot of life songs. I have never written a baby song before. So that'll That'll be a first. It'll be exciting.
I know. I was going to say, because a lot of the stuff that you write, like This Is It and even It Matters to Her, like those are very like autobiographical to you. So it'll be fun to see like, you know, what what inspiration comes now.
100%. Yeah, that's one thing I've learned with the last few songs is that I think I'm at my best when I'm writing about my life and what I love and live and know. And it's cool to see other folks relate to that because I'm thinking when I'm writing it, it's so personal. And then, you know, like This Is It, you see people every weekend tagging me on Instagram, walking down the aisle to it. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's so cool. That's it's me and my wife's song, but now it's their song too.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where this new journey takes us in the writing room.
That's awesome. And then you have been in the spotlight now when you think about Idol and everything more than half of your life as a country artist. And this obviously is your dream job, but what do you think, like what would have been your second dream job if you hadn't gone on to become a country artist? Like what would you be doing today?
Yeah, I mean, dream job would have been a pitcher in the major leagues, you know, and I was, I mean, not to pat my own back, but I was a pretty good high school pitcher. I mean, I was a lot of strikeouts, little walks, but I think high school was about as far as I was going to go when I probably tapped out at like 82 on the mound, and it sounds good until, you know, your buddy next door is throwing 92. So I quickly realized that the major leagues was probably not in the cards for me. So I'm glad music worked out.
Yes, yes.
Backup would be
for sure. And then before I let you go, I know that you know you've covered a lot of Elvis songs over the course of your career. You're a big Elvis fan. Have you been to see the new Elvis movie yet?
Wow, it's so crazy you say that because about 2 minutes before we got on this call, I was doing "Love Me Tender" on the guitar. and yes, it's we just went and saw it last week, and I'm telling you, that's probably the most enjoyable movie experience I think I've ever had. Just start to finish. Gabby was sitting right next to me and she said her favorite part of the movie was kind of looking over at me because I was just grinning the whole time watching. Like I thought it was spectacular. Sometimes when people try to do Elvis, they can make it a little too hokey and, mm-hmm. and it's kind of, but I thought they nailed it. Austin Butler crushed it.
He did such a good job, right? I was like, oh, this is going to be.
Seen it. I thought he looked like Elvis. He sounded like Elvis. The mannerisms, the little things, like from what I could tell, I mean, I grew up loving him. Obviously he was before my time, but man, it was good.
It was such a good movie. I know. I'm excited to see like how that does when awards show season comes around and everything. But yeah, I know that you're a big fan. So I was curious if you'd seen it. Cause I'm not even that big of a fan. Like I just don't know that much, but I was like, this is so, like, it was so incredible. I was so moved by it.
Yeah, and the way they shot it, you know, it's kind mm-hmm. of here, there, like, but that's the way I feel like you have to shoot an Elvis movie if you think.
Yeah, the first 45 minutes, I was like, is the whole thing going to be like this? It's so crazy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I thought the same thing, but yeah, I think they should sweep all the awards, so.
I know. Yeah. Thank you so much, Scotty. I so appreciate the time today, and congratulations again. Really excited for you guys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thanks for hopping on with us. We'll see you soon.
No problem. Take care, Scotty. Bye.
All right. See you, Katie. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.